Medicaid services quickly began evaluating his claims data, but that would only indicate a small part of the story. What of the thousands of pages of patient records, histories, MRIs, CT scans, operative reports, physical therapy, progress notes, psychiatric evaluations? Loss. Never to be recovered. At the New Orleans VA Medical Center, something altogether different was happening. Physicians there had recorded all patients' clinical information into VISTA, the Department of Veterans Affairs health information system that includes robust clinical informatics components and a comprehensive electronic record that stores all available medical information on veterans. The Veterans Health Administration and the VA is one of the few healthcare providers that provide access to veterans' medical records almost anywhere, anytime. If you reside in Boston and you went here in Miami, you have a physician in the Boston VA Medical Center, and you have a physician in the Tampa, Florida VA Medical Center, they can access your records, for example, anytime, wherever you are. Imagine the future, if you will, where we have genomics integrated with electronic health records, where you have an identity in a genomic form that can be read against clinical decision support guidelines and criteria. For example, the Department of Veterans Affairs and Health IT Sharing Program, we were asked to begin organizing and sharing the standards for clinical guidelines upon which clinical decision support reminders, which pop up on your physician screen or on your personal health record, and it says you have this disability at this time with your personal set of characteristics and health status indicators. What about trying this other test? It's more effective. Or this other medication, it's not contraindicated, but can get you better a day later or out of the hospital a day earlier. The integration of genomics and electronic health records. And beyond that, biocomputers, where protein and DNA will represent the cure or the prevention at the cellular level, at the organ level, at the mental health awareness level, to keep you well, to allow you to make better choices for yourself, engage in a relationship based on evidence-based knowledge that the provider can see and communicate with you, and you will own, be the authority for your personal health record. Security and authentication and certification of who are the end users. Is that patient really that patient? And is this really Dr. Smith who has the right to communicate with you and your personal health record? Just a couple of months ago, the General Services Administration, Office of Identity and Security Management, under a requirement by the Office of Management and Budget, we got together with the Health Information Systems Society, HIMSS, and we tested the federal e-authentication service component, the public key infrastructure, or Federal Bridges, it's called, which is a service, a public domain service, that will be low cost, high performance for ensuring that you are indeed the person you say you are when you go on to your implantable, when you plug into your personal health record to see the information coming off your implantable medical device that's going into your electronic health record, for example. And this is what we mean by an example of what is coming, what exists today actually, of ubiquitous, pervasive healthcare, any healthcare and information anytime, anywhere. But here, why don't you take it over?
I have a fear of, this conversation sort of reminds me of Arthur Chip. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Arthur Chip, but there's things that are in TV cases, and clothing and items.
absolutely. This is what, some of what I wrote apart in informatics of what I was referring to with security, authentication, certification. In the District of Columbia, for example, this was the first place where we have the most needy healthcare population. Economically, health-wise, families in great dire need of having control and information and that they can understand on their terms. This was the first place where the Veterans Health Administration succeeded in transferring the public domain, this computerized patient record system, to public health clinics that are paid for in large part by the Department of Health and Human Services. Here, once it got up and running in one clinic, there was an immediate demand from social workers in Northeast dealing with disabled people, dealing with people with traumatic brain disorders, post-traumatic stress disorder, with traumatic brain injuries, with HIV, AIDS, with hepatitis, and other disabilities that go along with that. The social workers were, for example, clamoring to say, I need a portion of this electronic health record. I don't need to see everything, but I need to have special access, cardoned off, identifiable, secure, protected to that individual who has a certified need to know. How can you have a law and appropriate channel and access to that portion of the mental health record? Or other disabilities that relate to enabling that patient who also goes to the clinic for primary care and also goes to the drug rehab facility, and allowing that patient and that person's providers to communicate in sync, in real time, anywhere. That was what the demand, one of the first demands for spreading this out, certifying security, special provision for identifying that certified professional. They have a business policy reason to access a certain part of the record. This federation of community providers or healthcare businesses needs to come together across the country to fill in by web-based standards and agreed-upon business rules, and all of this is made using informatics and health IT, electronic and communicatable.
Talk to me and I can tell you about the committee that you could get involved in.